fat with a huge pillow," said one of them enthusiastically. He caught the chair's eye and went quiet. A couple of wizards grasped the handles of Poon's terrible wheelchair and started it rumbling over the damp cobbles.
What's that? What's everyone doing?" said Poon, suddenly waking up.
"We're going to play solid burgers," said the Dean.
That's a good game," said Poons.
"Can you hear me, old chap?"
The bursar opened his eyes. The university sanitarium wasn't very big and was seldom used. Wizards tended to be either in rude health or dead. The only medicine they generally required was an antacid formula and a dark room until lunch.
"Brought you something to read," said the voice diffidently.
The bursar managed to focus on the spine of Adventures with Crossbow and Rod.
"Nasty knock you had there, bursar. Been asleep all day?"
The bursar looked blearily at the pink and orange haze, which gradually refined itself into the Arch-Chancellor's pink and orange face.
"Let's see," he thought. "Exactly how did I..."
He sat bolt upright and grabbed the Arch-Chancellor's robe and screamed into the big pink and orange face,
"Something dreadful's going to happen!"
The wizards strolled through the twilight streets. So far, the disguise was working perfectly. People were even jostling them. No one ever knowingly jostled a wizard. It was a whole new experience. There was a huge crowd of people outside the entrance to the Odeum, and a queue that stretched down the street. The Dean ignored it and led the party straight up to the doors, whereupon someone said, "Oi!" He looked up at a red-faced troll in an ill-fitting military-looking outfit that included epaulettes the size of kettle drums and no trousers.
"Yes?" he said. "There are a queue, you know," said the troll.
The Dean nodded politely. In Ankh-Morpork, a queue was almost by definition something with a wizard at the head of it.
"So I see," he said. "And a very good thing, too. And if you will be so good as to stand aside, we'd like to take our seats."
The troll prodded him in the stomach.
"What you think you are," he said, "a wizard or something?"
This got a laugh from the nearest queuers. The Dean leaned closer.
"As a matter of fact, we are wizards," he hissed.
The troll grinned at him.
"Don't come the raw 888 with me," he said. "I can see your false beard."
"Now listen," the Dean began, but his voice became an incoherent squeak as the troll picked him up by the collar of his robe and propelled him out into the road.
"You get in the queue like everyone else," he said.
There was a chorus of jeers from the queue. The Dean growled and raised his right hand, fingers spread. The chair grabbed his arm.
"Oh, yes," he hissed. "That'd do a lot of good, wouldn't it? Come on."
"Where to?"
"To the back of the queue." "But we're wizards. Wizards never stand in line for anything." "We're honest merchants, remember?" said the chair.
He glanced at the nearest click-goers, who were giving them odd looks.
"We're honest merchants," he repeated loudly.
He nudged the Dean.
"Go on," he hissed.
"Go on what?"
"Go on and say something merchanty."
"What sort of thing is that?" said the Dean, mystified.
"Say something. Everyone's looking at us."
"Oh." The Dean's face creased in panic, and then salvation dawned.
"Lovely apples," he said. "Get them while they're hot. They're lovely.
Will this do?"
"I suppose so. Now, let's get to the end."
There was a commotion at the other end of the street. People surged forward. The queue broke ranks and charged. The honest merchants were suddenly surrounded by a desperately pushing crowd.
"I say, there is a queue, you know," said the honest merchant in recent runes diffidently as he was shoved aside.
The Dean grabbed the shoulder of a boy who was ferociously elbowing him aside.
"What's going on, young man?" he demanded.
"They're a-coming," shouted the boy.
"Who are?"
"The stars!"
The wizards, as one man, looked upwards.
"No, they're not," said the Dean,
but the boy had shaken himself free and disappeared in the press of people.
"Strange primitive superstition," said the Dean,
and the wizards, with the exception of Poons, who was complaining and flailing around with his stick, craned forward to see. The bursar met the Arch-Chancellor in a corridor.
"There's no one in the uncommon room," screamed the bursar.
The library's empty,"
bellowed the Arch-Chancellor.
"I've heard about this sort of thing," the bursar whimpered. "Spontaneous something or other. They've all gone